Good evening. I was asked to speak about the topic of Kedushas Hashem, in particular about writing the name of Hashem in a text and deleting it. But before we get on to text and technology-related matters, Mechikas Hashem, the truth is in Kedushas Hashem, there's a number of topics to talk about, and there's a preliminary number of ideas that are worthwhile knowing. So first of all, regards Kedushas Hashem, there are a number of different Yisurim, and they're not necessarily, they're not categorized the same way. The different Makuris and different Klalim behind the different principles. So, obviously, there's an Issa Moitzi Shem Shemaim Devatolo. A person not allowed to be Moitzi Shem Shemaim Devatolo. What is the Issa for Moitzi Shem Shemaim Devatolo to say it? It's based on the Pasuk of Pashas Es Hashem Kechotiro. A person is over an Asay for saying Hashem's name, for no reason. Now, what does that apply to? There's a question, which shame of Hashem does it apply to? We know there's another Issa, there's an Issa of Mechika. Mechika Hashem is a separate Issa. It's learned that from a separate Pasuk. We learn out from Avodah Zorah. Shame of Avodah Zorah, you battle against Shimon. You have to destroy everything. The next Pasuk is, so then we know that Hashem is shame of Shem and Mechokim. There are seven names which are considered to be the seven names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we're not angry about. Does that apply to Moshe Shana Tana or not? It's Machad Yishu Shonim. Furthermore, what is called the Moshe Shana Tana? What's called saying it for no reason? What's called saying Hashem's name for no reason? Is a Baruch Hu Tana? Even I say, if you say that, is an Issa Deraisa of being saying a Baruch Hu Tana? There's also a distinction that Pasuk can make between Brocha Shein and Tzricha and Brocha Levatola. Brocha Shein and Tzricha is a Brocha. You just could have avoided the situation. You set up a situation where you're saying a Brocha. So the mindset made the Brocha. You made a person eat an apple before he's about to have a Suda. You said, but if you ate, were you to eat it in the Suda, you wouldn't have made that Brocha. So you made a Brocha Tzricha. But a Maisa is not as chomo as a Brocha Shein and Tzricha. Even a Brocha Shein, which is a Brocha Levatola, they are those who show you hold the notice of the Raisa. It's not an Asa Raisa. You said a Shach Hashem. And that everybody agrees. That all the person can agree. That if a person says a Shach Hashem or says his own Bakosha, yeah, then there's no Shem Shemaim Avtala. A person says, that's why there's no bracha on an apple. When you eat apple, you said Hashem's name, you said the tefillah, it's not a bracha, there's no chiyuv to say it. So what's the heta? The heta is, it's a bakosha. If you're saying it in a tour of a bracha, so then because Chazal will convey that the brachas are only made in a certain way, in a certain oifen, so then you're saying it not in that oifen, that's considered a bizayin shem shemaim, it's considered you made the bracha levatola, and the machlokes rishonim is that therefore fall into the category of is it deraisa shem levatola or no? It's still not deraisa, it's not is it deraisa, because the maisa, you said divrei shach to Hashem, you thanked Hashem for something. I said bracha shem shakel niyo bidvori. I'm not having a drink of water now. Okay, fine, but the maisa give Hashem, I shach to Hashem make everything fine. So Maisa, it's Machlekes. Now, the Gav Mechika, we said, it applies to Shevet Shem Shem Chokim. Now, sounds very interesting thing. There's a famous Gemara in Machlekes, Gemara in Abayi Zohar, so David HaMelech was digging, for the foundations, or the Shittim for the Mizbeach, so he came to a piece of Cheres, which had Hashem's name written on it. It had a piece of cheres on top of the Tohim. And so the one doesn't say anything, but the Yishalmi says it. It says, don't pick me up. I've been here since B'Yisraelom. And he picked it up. And the Tohim threatened to swell and flood the world. So he posed the Shaila, is it mutter to write Mahu Lichtoif Shem Shemaim Achaspo, to write it on a piece of cheres? You'll throw it in and restore the waters back to where they are. And the Gemara says, he gave a color, anyone who doesn't know, who knows the answer doesn't tell me, he should die, and that's what happened. And Achi Teufel, the Maisa said the answer, Dorosh Ach Kavachime. He said, Ma doch, lohovi shein, lohovi sholem v'enish le'ishtoi, in Pasha Saito, smota limchik, shein, for koloilem kuloi, alachas kamakam. That was the Kavachime. So now, the question is asked, first of all, the Shai is what Pshat and Gemara is, okay, but the question is asked, what was the Shai of David HaMelech? The Hohen is threatening to flood the world. Kol Ha'olam Kulo, the Gemara says. The whole world is in danger here. What was the Shaila? Vada, Pekil Nefesh, it's like everything. What was the Shaila? So, if I'm not mistaken, it's an Aruch HaNeh. I didn't look it up now. But the Aruch HaNeh says the following. Maybe not Aruch HaNeh. I don't know. Aruch HaNeh is from when I asked the question. I think this text is, it comes from Aruch HaNeh as well. And it's as follows. That what we said, what is the source for the Issa to be Moichit Shem Hashem? It's based on the pasuk he said, you have to destroy the name of Avodah. The following pasuk says, you're not allowed to do that which you're required to do to Avodah Zarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they, in this Mefarish, the Aruch HaNeh, I think it says that that by Avodah Zarah, there's an exception to the rule of Pikuach Nefesh. It's one of the Gimel HaVeis Shehu Yehor Gal Yav. You have to give up your life for, even if life's in danger, but at the expense of Avodah Zarah, it's not a heter to be over Avodah Zarah. So, and the Gemara tells us that there's not only Avodah Zarah which is Chayav Misa, there are things which are not Chayav Misa, Abizrayu the Avodah Zarah. For someone to, let's say, kiss an Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah. It's not, you're not being over, you're not done the Avodah of the Avodah Zarah. It's not Chayav Misa for doing that. And after we came, if someone threatens them with their life, unless you kiss Avodah Zarah, Abizrayu the Avodah Zarah would also fall into the category of Yehor Gal Yav. So therefore, anything which falls under the category of Avodah Zarah, so therefore, to treat the name of Hashem as you would do to Avodah Zarah, that's an Issa, that's the thing that you should mean to Avodah Zarah. That is under the broad brush category of Bizrai Avodah Zarah, and therefore the question was that perhaps Yoga Yavod. Oh, so the question is, what was it? Is it that over there it's eventually going to get rubbed out? Or is it because of the lack of access to it? It's going to be buried over there. Does our ladies like Ibud? That's not a discussion, yeah. Would it only be a Groma? Yeah, fine. Groma Michlis Hashem, Pashas is Mota. Okay, fine. But I'm just saying, the severity of the Issa is, according to that, is the, if I remember how, Tzir, Tipas of Frank, says a continuation as well. The Yibad HaMes Shemom. Leisazun Kein Hashem Kechem. The next passage goes weiter, Ki Im Bamokim Asher Tivcha. That the exception to this is the Mokash in the Beis HaMikdash. When you did the Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to be over. But you're allowed to be over and do the Mechikas Hashem. Now, what was the Shak of Tarav of Gemara? There are those that learn Abshad Zazoi. The Shaila was, is this considered a Geder of Mechikas Hashem? Have you been Mevazer Shem Shemayim here? Is the fact that I'm doing it for this purpose, is that a Bizoin? Is that a Mechikas Hashem? And that he said, that no, where are you doing it? The Toyeles. You're doing it for Lahavi Shalom Bein Ish LeIshdoi. So that's not considered Mechikas. If you want, it's a Mechikas Hashem Levatolo, for no purpose, that's Mechikas Hashem. But where the purpose is Lahavi Shalom Bein Ish LeIshdoi, that's not considered the Mechikas Hashem. So therefore, the extrapolation was to cover Chayme LeLogokoli. The Shad is, so what else is there? Is there any other extrapolation? Can we say, and Achlami, so now we have a principle that where there's a Torah, the question is, how much of a Torah would there have to be? We know Lahavi Shalom Bein Ish LeIshdoi is considered a very great Torah. So anything, if we could equate that, then we could say, fine. Then, besides that, it's not an Issa. It's not Mamash Kedush Hashem, but there's an Issa of using Shem Shemayim for when a person is Mekalat Chaveyoi. Mekalat Chaveyoi B'Shem, even though normally we have a principle that Lav She'im B'Maisa Ein Leikin Olof. Lav She'im B'Maisa Ein Leikin Olof. But Mekalat Chaveyoi B'Shem is an exception, the Gemara learns it out, that Mekalat Chaveyoi B'Shem, someone who says, even though the Torah Chazal, certainly frown a person being Mekalat Yim B'Shem, even without Shem Hashem, but to use the Shem Hashem to call somebody is an isolation, say, and get Malchus. And now the Shaila is, we have three different categories. We have a category of Moshe Shemayim, we have a category of Mechikas Hashem, and we have a category of Mekalat Chaveri Hashem. Now, next question to ask is, what happens if you have the Shem Hashem in English? Yeah. You use the Shem Hashem in a translation like Dafke English, any language, any other language besides Rosh HaKodesh. Does that qualify and do they also fulfill those Yisurim? Are they the Yisurim or not? So, Ligabi Mezi Shem Shemayim Nevatolah, that is interesting. And that is, they are Paiskim who Zichus say straight out also. There's an Issa to say Shem Hashem in any language it's an Issa, Maisi Shin Shana Vatala, and Lav Dachka. Lav Dachka Masha Kiddush. There are others who hold that it's Mutter. Oh, but Shuz Ruki Eger. But Shuz Ruki Eger. If you're going to use it in a Derech of a Bracha, then I'm made to you that it's Asa. I'm made that even though the Rambam, he's Medayka Rambam, the Rambam says that saying Shem Hashem is Asa, only the Shem Hashem, only you, I think if I remember correctly, only Shem Yutivovke, you know, even other Shem is Asa, are the Isla Mesiv Shem HaTorah. But if you're going to make a bracha lo batola, the Rambam holds that's an issa d'oraisa. That's worse.
For example,
to make a bracha lo batola, someone says bracha to Hashem.
Oh, in English.
Yeah, no, in English. If you say it in English, make a bracha in English. Yeah, bless thou G-D, and you say it in a bracha form. So you have to know what is the translation of Shem Hashem. Yeah, is a l'chayra. Yeah. It could be. Yeah, basically, the question discusses as follows: Where does the discussion come to the fore? It says as follows: it says we have situations when a person's stuck. The Hainu's got a sophic whether he should make a bracha now or not. It might be machlokes in the poskim. It might be a shy in the mitzvah. He doesn't know if he's had a kezayis. Can you make a bracha achrona? All sorts of scenarios might develop where a person has a sophic. So what's the halacha? A person's got a sophic whether he should make a bracha or not. So the poskim say you can't make l'chayra. First of all, it should depend on what we said before. Is a bracha l'atola an issa d'oraisa or is it a drabonon? If it's an Isidrabonon, so it's Sophic Isidrabonon Kula. But who says you should make the bracha in it? If it's Sophic Deraisa, Yizicha can't put yourself in the sakana of a Sophic Deraisa. If it's a Sophic Drabonon, there would be an argument to say Sophic Drabonon Kula. But nonetheless, which one is the Kula? The Kula is that therefore don't make a bracha, or the Kula is therefore you're allowed to make a bracha, or you can do what you want. But either way, the Maisa the Pesachim say that you can't make a bracha. Regardless, even if you hold Sophic, you shouldn't make a bracha. So now, it's discussed, this idea, okay, so we've got a way out. If you can make a bracha in any language, which Pashas, you can make a bracha in any language, and you hold that Saint Shem Shemayim only applies in Lashon HaKodesh, it doesn't apply in a different language, so make the bracha in English. That way, you're yoyed to the bracha, and Arat Tzad, you won't make the bracha, you don't have the problem being Shem Shemayim Novatolo. Yeah, is the ma'aseh is brought in the post and discuss it. I'll read out one short tshuva of a Ramosha. Ramosha says you're going to write something short. Alach la ma'aseh. He brings Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the takana la halacha is a good eitza to make this bracha in Aramaic. Oh no, sorry. Excuse me. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests making the bracha in its usual nusach, but substituting for Brich Rachmona for using Hashem Hashem. Just that part of Hashem Hashem, you're going to substitute that. So that Ramosha rejects Tamazoi. Ramosha says, first of all, he doesn't understand the Arhol Arhol Shechon. Why? He says, where do you get the idea from? There's no Moshe Shem Shomayim by saying a different language. You know where it comes from? It comes from a Shach in Hilchus Stam in Hilchos Sefer Torah. What about rubbing out a name of Hashem, which is written in the Issa Mechika Belaz? And then the Shach says it's Mutter. That's where he's getting this idea from. It's Mashma in the Gemara that you can be yotz with that. Oh, so okay. So he says, first of all, you can't split the bracha into two. You can't say part of it in Aramaic. He says as follows: the whole taikif of using the shame rachmona as a shame that only takes on the form of name if you're using it in the context of Aramaic. If you're saying your whole bracha in Aramaic, at that point, it's going to get the taikif, the validity of a shame. Therefore, to say the bracha stumbles a part Aramaic, part Lashon HaKodesh, that doesn't help. Now, okay, so say the whole nusach in Aramaic. So he says no.
First of all, it's a machlokes. Not everyone agrees with the Shach. Not everyone agrees with the Shach.
It's a machlokes. It's a tshuva over there brings. It's a machlokes whether there's an issa to rub out the Shem Hashem if it's written in a different language. So, isn't it a mechika on G-D? It would be dependent on this machlokes. But it says even according to the Shach who allows it. Hava b'kein, he says, it's also la'askirim b'mokim t'noifus, or la'askirim levatolo. It's an issa to be mevazah Shem Shemayim. It might not be an issa, it might not be treated the same full kedushas Hashem, but it's still an issa to be maskil levatolo. So fine. So therefore he says, l'maisa is not an issa, because A, you have to say the whole bracha in Aramaic, and B, even if you have to say the whole bracha in Aramaic, says Ramesha, it's got the din of saying, Shem Hashem. Now, it's mashma and Ramesha, though that's only if you're using it in the context of a bracha. Fine. But that's where it's really highlighted. In Anocha Platz, where the last point we spoke about is Mikal Chaberi B'Shem. Mikal Chaberi B'Shem, Shaykh Don Shalach and Shukhan Aruch, Choshim Mishpat and Hilchus Dayonim. It says, Simcha Zayn, HaMikal Echel Mishrol, and the Ramah adds in, Afil Mikal Atzmoy, B'Shem. Oi, bekinui. Oi, ba'achas me'ashem is shekoyin na'akum la'kadosh baruch hu. Im hoyo beidin v'asro, lo'i ka'achas, v'shum lo'i sikhal al-cheresh, v'lana avro posuk lo'i sikhal al-cheresh, v'lana estach with Hashem's name. And therefore, but it's very clear in Shulchan Aruch, shem kinui oi, achas me'ashem is, v'im hoyo dayin, and if the person who's mikal was a dayan, like oida cheres meshum Elohim like the kalal, is referring to a dayan, but or have a loshen. Okay, al kaponim, or have a loshen. Says the Umar Tumim quoted in the Mesivus Hamishpat. What is the point of Shulchan Aruch telling you this simon? Someone's mikal chavir b'shem. He's mikal chavir b'shem. He gets malchus. And if he's mikal beidin asro, if it's beidin asro, he gets malchus. And if he's a dayan. He gets two sets of malchus. So nowadays, Shulchan Aruch is written for nowadays. Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about any Hilchos Kodshim. Shulchan Aruch is written for Halachos Negev. Why hasn't it been given us? So if you look a few simonim later in Hilchos Eidos, they say Halach and Hilchos Eidos. Someone who's over an Aveira, Eloisa say, she yeish boi malchus. He's the apostle Eidos ben HaTorah. So the requirement is to be Eloisa say, she yeish boi malchus. Says the Tumim, the Shulchan Aruch is telling me you should know that Mikael Chaveir B'Shem is Eloisa say, she yeish boi malchus. And this applies even to someone who uses the Shem Shemayim, and therefore that which people do, and they say Yiddish, he says the Yiddish word for Hashem, and then they give him Azar Kolo, should this should happen to them, that is Mikael Chaveir B'Shem. But, he adds in, perhaps in defense of Chesed Shtar, I won't say the minute, but it depends of what people do. He says as follows: what is the point of telling me that there's two sets of markers for that? Okay, yeah, you know there's a lot of sets of markers. So if someone does this aveira, they're a rosh of the apostle Eidos. What's the point of telling me if there's a second set? He says because there is a caveat that if this is an aveira that people don't realize this type of aveira is so common, there's markers for it, so then it doesn't become apostle Eidos. It's only the person aware of the severity of the Aveira, and after he is over it, because of Eidos. So it might be a person who doesn't realize, Mikal Chaveiro, Seidah, Mikal Chaveiro, doesn't say, Seidah. But if he's aware that there is an Aveira to Mikal Chaveiro, that's a separate mountain in itself, and that's separate grounds for disqualifying him to be an Eid Minatoya. Go ahead.